the Super Bowl in its 52-year run has gone from a quaint novelty to nothing short of a national holiday. The title trail goes back to the L.A. Coliseum in 1967 when the Packers, representing the National Football League, and the Kansas City Chiefs, wearing the colors of the American Football League, met in the World Championship.
The clock is running with 20 seconds to go. The Packers out in front by 25 points, and this is the first Super Bowl. 10 seconds to go. The Packers standing around, not willing to get up another play necessarily. The Kansas City Chiefs are willing to walk to the sideline. And the Kansas City Chiefs, many of them, are walking toward the Green Bay Packers. Cheryl Hedrick shaking the hand of Bart Starr. All of them have come over and are talking to the Packers. That's the end of the game with the final score. Green Bay 35 and Kansas City 10.
January 15th, 1967. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. We're online for more information, or if you'd like to give a gift, you can do so quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Bill Curry out of Georgia Tech was Green Bay's starting center for the Packers and late quarterback Bart Starr. He was the game's MVP. We had a chance to visit about number 15's legacy for the Packers and for Bill's life and for the National Football League with Bill Curry this week, and he's back with me on the show. So starting center for that Super Bowl I team there against the Chiefs. Bill, talk to me about that experience for you.
Well, it was very mixed for me. I had started every game and played all of every game that year during the league season because Ken had the dislocated shoulder, and I had to leave the game with an ankle injury, and that I just felt terrible about that, but I felt wonderful about the fact that we won the game and that Bart was the most valuable player and that Ken Bowman just played lights out after missing the whole year. He played such a great game. Which had a lot to do with what we were able to do on offense. So that was, selfishly, I would have liked to have played the whole game. But for the team thing and to be involved in the very first one of those and to be on the winning side was a great, great thrill. And to see Bart handle with grace and dignity, and his faith was displayed in action, not with words. The way he treated, I think, we're not supposed to judge each other, but you can't help notice how people act. But when you watch a human being, how does this person treat people who can do nothing for them? Bart Starr is the best I've ever seen. I have never seen him walk by a child asking for an autograph. Even the bums that were drunk that walked up and said terrible things to him, he treated them wonderfully, which is exactly what the gospel demands, and which so few of us do.
Yeah. Well, you had a chance to rub shoulders with not only some incredible teammates in Green Bay, but incredible men of character and perspective like Bart Starr and head coach Vince Lombardi. Can you share some stories from that era?
Coach Lombardi's greatest attribute is that he would not tolerate illogical hatred. He would not tolerate racism. We had more African-American players than I think anybody in the league. There were teams who refused to have any African-Americans, or they had quotas, and they bragged about it. Coach Lombardi was fanatical about being fair with everybody, and we all knew that. Everybody on the team knew it. And he constantly preached his priorities, your religion, your family, and the Green Bay Packers. And when I began to ridicule that one day, because I was a very judgmental Protestant from the South, well, this Catholic guy talking about your religion, your family, Green Bay Packers, and then he uses this salty language. And Bart called me down, and he said, well, listen, don't be judgmental. Coach Lombardi is a very devout Catholic. He goes to Mass every morning. And then the joke was, of course, he needs to go to Mass every morning. Well, maybe the rest of us do, too. But he would not let he would not allow somebody like me, his little protege, young protege, he would not allow me to be judgmental and to say crude things about other people. And that was a part, a big part of his witness, that you practice what you preach.
Bill Curry, the longtime college head coach at Alabama, Georgia Tech, Kentucky. He's been an ESPN football analyst and, of course, Green Bay Packers starting center and a 20th round draft pick of the Packers. Hey, Bill, let's pick it up there and get together again next time and talk about faith, your own personal faith, the impact that Christ has made in your life, maybe share some more Packers stories with you. So thanks for coming by today. I appreciate it. God bless you. Have a good one.
You too.